Friday Night Wine Fight contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is strongly advised. Welcome to Friday Night Wine Fight.
I'm Amy.
I'm Bianca.
And I'm Sarah. We are three Melbourne girls who had nothing better to do than to start a podcast where we're living la vida lockdown. But now we're free, I think.
We're just sort of free, but Sydney's not. Sorry, Sydney. We don't want your COVID, so lockdown.
We're free for this day. Tomorrow we're back in lockdown. So we take aim at a topic each week with a bottle or three of wine and try to make some sense of it. So what are we drinking tonight, ladies?
I am drinking some red wine that I've had before from my wine pyramid scheme. It is called the Mechanic Cab Sav. And, yeah, it's cold in Melbourne now. It's freaking freezing. So, yeah, definitely on the reds now and loving life in the red zone.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. I am there with you. Although I'm a bit lighter tonight. I've got a Brown Brothers Sienna, so it's a very light red. But it's still red, And, I have been drinking red like the last few times. Yeah. It's just cold. It's just, I'm just loving reds at the moment.
Same.
Yeah. Well, I thought I'd try something pretty much the same as I usually drink. You know, I like to vary. So tonight I'm drinking Tread Softly Rosé.
Oh, I love the Tread Softly brand. I drank the Savvy B. About, what was it, maybe our fifth or sixth episode in?
You expect me to remember that far back? I have drunk so many bottles of wine since then.
They plant a tree for every bottle sold.
Hmm.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it says, they plant a tree for every bottle sold. Yeah. It's very cool. Yeah. Yeah. Save the environment. I like it. Drink wine, save the environment.
Yes.
I'm in.
What a great excuse to drink.
So, Amy, what is our topic for tonight?
Our topic tonight is 90s fashion. Woohoo. I've been looking forward to this episode for so long. Oh, my God. The 90s were an epic decade, and for us at Friday Night Wine Fight, it was the decade which literally made us. Like, well, not literally the 80s made us, but it formed us.
Yeah.
Anyway, it formed our young minds.
Yeah, we're elder millennials.
It molded us.
Not millennials.
we are elders. Anyway. Yeah.
Elder millennials.
Correct. As our loyal listeners would know, we love chatting about everything to do with the 90s, the music, the TV, the movies, you name it, we love chatting about it. So tonight we're going to chat about some 90s fashion trends. Some have actually made a comeback in more recent times, as we have discovered. Yeah, it's coming back.
Yeah.
Regardless of whether they were good or bad in the 90s, unfortunately, some is just, it was ugly then and it's ugly now. Stop it. Yeah. Anyway, some more notable fashion trends from the 90s include things like a labeled sportswear, like from head to toe. You had to wear all the things and it had to be labeled sportswear.
Oh my God.
So I'm talking Adidas, Nike, Fila, Kappa. The list goes on, and when I was looking at this, you know who was a massive tragic for this and came up quite a bit? Whitney Houston. Loved it.
Her white full piece suit.
Yes.
Like fucking track
I think it's
suit.
A filler one.
Oh, yeah, my God.
Oh, yeah. Corsets. Corsets were a fashion staple for many people because they were so versatile. So you got a casual catch up with friends. Oh, that was easy. Like corset, jeans, and a handful of like 90s accessories. Going somewhere fancy. Corset and a nice skirt. So you had two choices in skirt. Floor length or mini. There was no in between.
Oh, no.
We didn't live in the in between.
Still love the corset. I'm not going to deny it. I mean, it has never really gone away.
Yeah.
Never really.
But, so my daughter said to me literally only a couple of days ago, "Oh, I really want a corset, you know, to wear over a shirt."
Oh my God, that's my thing.
My God. That's so my kid.
Yeah, she so is. So is my kid.
Yes.
Oh my God. The next one I wanted to talk about was bucket hats. Now, I really don't think these ever went away. So these were not invented in the 90s, but they were a fashion staple, especially if you had an oversized fake flower strapped to the front of it.
Blossom.
Yeah.
Blossom.
I had one of those hats. Yes, the velvet one with the big flower, because girlfriend, I love that band.
Yep. I had a girlfriend hat too. Yeah.
I did not.
But bucket hats were one of those things that you take the flower off and then the surf brands took over and still a fashion item. Bucket hats are still a thing today. But
I should try and find that picture. I think we've got a picture of you and there's a few other people in it. I'll try and crop them out. But UT in camp and we had our bucket hats on.
Oh, yeah. So many bucket hats. Strappy heels was another one. Yes, again, not invented in the 90s. However, was it even the 90s if you didn't come home at night and have to unwrap your shoes from your swollen feet only to find that you had feet that closely resembled roast hams? No.
Oh, yes, my poor legs, hams.
So they strapped them all the way up to your knee. Okay.
I think that came a bit later. I think that was more the 2000s that we graduated from. Well, why have ham feet? Why not have ham legs?
Maybe. I can't even remember.
Ridiculous. Anyway, lastly, the last little one that I wanted to touch on, quite literally little, was those teeny tiny backpacks that you would use instead of a handbag. Oh, they're back, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, I have one of those.
So do I.
Yeah. And then the straps, you could zip it, so then it was like a crossbody.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yeah. There was ones like that. Yes.
That was my one. I had a zippy one. Yeah, because Mum wanted me to be versatile.
I don't even think my mum would even remember this at all.
Probably not. I think even my mum would have trouble remembering this.
Oh, no, my mum still loves them. So tragic. But she's an accessory fiend, so, yeah.
She probably still has a bag from every decade. Maybe five. We don't know.
Yeah, exactly. She's hopeless.
So tonight I wanted to talk to you guys about a fashion trend which extended through the 90s and often resurfaces in many ways. Tonight I'm going to be talking about grunge. Grunge. Mm. Remember grunge, guys?
Yeah.
Oh, I still dress good times. Grunge. Grunge is still my fashion.
No, there's a difference between I woke up like this and I don't care and grunge. I know, you can't tell. I know, there's like no way to distinguish the two, but there is a difference, just letting you know. Anyway, so what's grunge all about? Grunge fashion was developed by Generation X, so they're the generation above us because we're older millennials. Yeah, it sucks. Anyway. It was a reflection of their frustration with the side effects of the 80s economical upswing. So this explains why grunge is mainly fashionable in first world countries. Many grunge followers were beginning to see the effects of capitalism and just didn't support it. They refused to believe in societal classes and they were annoyed about the idea of a human being being defined as money or property or being defined by money or property.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they didn't approve of serving the machine, aka a career-orientated lifestyle. In their opinion, human life was being sacrificed too much for something pointless like a 9-to-5 job. Yeah, we know. This is not a novel concept. We know. Trust me, we know. In fact, every generation has had a similar movement. But for us, in the 90s, this was grunge. Grunge was everything. Grunge was your attitude. Grunge was the music that you listened to. And importantly, what you wore. inspired by many popular 90s grunge artists such as Nirvana, Smashing mm-hmm. Pumpkins, mm-hmm. Sonic Youth,
yes.
Soundgarden, yes. Pearl Jam.
Oh.
So many classic, so many classic tunes.
You just walk through my back catalogue, thank you.
I often walk through your back catalogue, but we'll yeah. get to that another day. Anyway. So what did the look mainly consist of? So you've got the ripped jeans, that was a staple, you had to have that. Yeah, long unkempt hair. The greasier the better. I don't know why. Yeah. But anyway, yeah. T-shirts, flannel shirts, open over the top of a T-shirt. T-shirts usually had to be, like, real, I don't know, like, they had to be band T-shirts or just, I don't know, just, I can't explain it other than just kind of grungy because that's what it was.
Yeah. Very good. Still do that.
Yeah. Real old. Like, if it was black, it was mostly grey. It was old.
Yeah. It had to be kind of like that vintage feel.
Yeah.
And if it had a hole or two in it, that was fine.
Mm. Or I remember going into places like Just Jeans and stuff like that as a kid and seeing all these T-shirts with holes already in them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, why?
Jeans.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And I think, like, too, with the long unkempt hair, like, for the difference from the generation X grungy to us, elder millennial grungy, we had the boys had the undercut.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, the long hair with that undercut that went almost all the way up to the top was real weird.
It was kind of
gross.
Yeah.
I don't know why that happened.
I don't know either.
The series of events that happened, because at the start of the 90s, that was like a thing. But the grunge people didn't really pick it up until sort of like the mid-90s. And then it became a bit of a thing about having that shaved undercut.
Yeah.
And then by like the early 2000s, the surfies had taken it.
Yeah.
So all the people that like the surf, I suppose they're like surf grungy. I don't know.
Most of my good mates at the time.
Yeah. I remember one guy we went to school with. He had that cut for fucking years.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why? Get a new haircut. Shave your head. Can't hurt.
Anyway, the last most important part of this ensemble was, of course, your Doc Martens or whatever kind of combat boot you wore. It just had to have that look. So for women, the look was the same. However, as a chick, you might want to explore your feminine side a little bit. So wear a slip dress or a faded flower dress coupled with a flannel shirt, your Doc Martens, your favorite choker necklace. You know, remember the popular ones that were like those black plastic interlocking rings? Yeah, they're back too, apparently.
The henna chokers.
Yes. And then you'd chuck on some large hoop earrings and a really dark colored lipstick. And that was the style of the time. For me, it was deep purple. And it never matched anything that I was wearing. Like, I'd often wear a brown jumper with my deep purple lipstick. Like, what was wrong with me? I don't know. Denim jackets were also a popular choice for lovers of grunge. So, yeah. Basically, if you saw a bunch of kids who looked homeless hanging out the front of, like, a movie theater or a shopping center or a convenience store in the 90s, they were probably trying their very best to pull off the grunge look. Basically, the more homeless that you looked, the more you were succeeding in pulling off this look. Yeah.
Yep.
That pretty much
wraps up. The more money you probably spent actually achieving that look.
Doc Martens were not cheap. I remember saving up for my only pair that I ever owned for ages. A very long time, and I still have them. In fact, I should take a photo and put it on the blog.
Your Doc Martens? Yeah. Still got mine.
Yours are in way better condition than mine because you really looked after yours.
I did look after mine.
Very, very well.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that wraps up grunge, but I just wanted to give a quick shout out to some of my favorite fashion trends of the 90s very, very quickly. So the oversized T-shirt and jumper or sweater, as the Americans will call it, with leggings. I'm still rocking this look today. In fact, I'm rocking that look right now.
I'm covering this one.
Yep. Oh, well, very good. See, there you go. Still popular. Yeah. butterfly clips for your hair. If you don't know what butterfly clips were from the 90s, you were too young for this podcast. Go away. Bring your mum back. Go away, get your mum and bring her back.
That'd oh, no. Thanks. Butterfly clips are such a thing now. You guys aren't on TikTok. But all the millennials on TikTok are just like, so this is a thing, and it's just them twirling their hair and clipping the butterfly clip in. Like, I'm
so glad we didn't have social media when we were growing up. The crap that we post now would be like nothing compared to the crap that we would have posted as teenagers.
Yeah, and like the thing is, our first social media was MySpace. And MySpace, like Tom, the guy who owned it, when he sold it, because Facebook became too big, everything got wiped. So we got social media and we got to post all our cringy shit and then it disappeared. We are the best fucking generation.
I never had MySpace.
No, neither did I. Yeah. I think I was in my 20s when that came around and I was just like, oh, no, it looks hard.
I just went, no thanks.
Yeah, I loved it. Yeah.
All right, just quickly wrapping up the last bits. So basically anything Gwen Stefani wore, I was obsessed with. I'm still obsessed with Gwen Stefani to this day because love her, just love her so much. Wearing a white T-shirt under your floral slip dress with spaghetti straps. Again, that's come back. It was ugly then. It's ugly now. I don't know why we do that. Anyway, lastly, the last one that I wanted to shout out to, because I always wanted one of these and I never got one. It was those jumpers or sweaters that were like four block colors. I called them crisscross jumpers because they remind me of that song. You know, crisscross will make you jump. A Mac Daddy maker. Yeah. Jump. Yeah. Although I just discovered when I was doing, like, I was trying to find an image of the jumper that I wanted, and I discovered that neither of those kids wore a jumper like this. So I don't know why I affiliated it with. I don't really know, but it was a very popular jumper when that song was released, and I was like 8, so fuck off.
Yeah. It reminds me of a middle-aged man who lives in the suburbs that likes to play golf on the weekends.
Has a mustache and glasses.
Oh, God, yeah, and he's slightly balding.
Yes. Yep, yeah, I'm picturing that too.
I don't know where you guys get any of this. This just sort of reminds me of, like, Carlton from The Fresh Prince.
Nah, I don't see it.
Anyway.
All right,
Bianca, what have you got for us?
So I do have something else in there, but I've taken it out, so my bit's a bit short. Sorry about it, people. In the early 90s, Indian American club goers introduced disco pronounced Bhangra, which is Punjabi folk music, and Indian fashion, which was bindis, brocade, and nose rings. And they brought this to the clubbing scene in the UK and North America. Despite, like, earlier lukewarm attempts in the 60s for the counterculture movements and the hippie trails across India and Nepal, they really didn't bring the textiles and bindis into the mainstream. But in the 90s, we went, yes. This is exactly what we need, especially after we saw Gwen Stefani and
Yas Queen,
and her longtime bandmate Tony Kanal, both wearing them, and it is just adapted as a look. Yeah, so we first saw it in Gwen's song, not Gwen's song, No Doubt song, Just a Girl, and also in Frozen. And I don't know that song. Yeah, me either, but it was, when I was researching it, this is about a copy and pasted. I'm like, Frozen.
I remember Frozen by Madonna.
Yeah.
But I reckon I listened to that first No Doubt record. Is it the Orange County one? I reckon I listened to it about a billion times. I don't remember that song.
Yeah, me either. So, yeah, I was supposed to look it up, and I just haven't had fucking time, my dudes.
Could have been the Madonna one, maybe, but I don't remember Bindi's in that either, but maybe they were.
No. And, like, the articles and stuff that I was reading, no, it didn't mention Madonna at all. Like, I'm just like, well, maybe it was one of the songs, and I am having a complete mental blank. I mean, I love No Doubt. Why don't I know this? But anyway, I'm with you.
No, I have no doubt. Idea. Don't Let It Go.
No, it's called Frozen.
I know. It could have, like, two names.
Freddy Two Names.
Yeah. So, anyway. Maybe. Gwen, being the fashion disaster icon as she was, yeah, she wore those bindis to red carpets and awards shows. And, oh, wow. Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
It's just great. And bonus points if you were wearing your bindi and those little top knot buns. Those tiny
Sarah
tiny
loved those.
Yes. Yes, Sarah loved those.
Mm-hmm. I did.
Yeah. And, yeah, so that was the look of the 90s for a lot of people. I tried to recreate it. I can never do it as good as Sarah.
Actually, Mum did it.
I was going to say, and I tried to convince Sarah's mum to do my hair too, and she said, nah, it takes her too long to do Sarah's, so she wouldn't do mine as well.
Yeah, but I had longer hair.
I actually have got a feeling that I've got a photo of you at my graduation dinner.
Yes.
Rocking that hairdo. I will try and find it because
actually
I can
it's very
else.
Much like what Gwen Stefani's wearing.
Literally, yeah.
Yeah,
it is. Yeah, yeah.
I'll see if I can find it. Right, I'll take a picture of my Doc Martens, and I've got to find Sarah trying to be Gwen Stefani. I'm on it.
Yeah,
I feel like I look about 12 in that picture as well.
Probably. Yeah. The other thing that I absolutely loved, I still love it. There is nothing about this item that I don't love. Crushed velvet.
Yes.
Oh, it was the shit. Oh, yeah, I love it. Loved a bit of crushed velvet. My sister and I, we had matching dresses, and they were like baby doll dresses because that was the style. Because 70s,
oh, yeah, I had one too.
Yeah, it was sort of like 70s. So sometimes I'd wear the dress with flares underneath.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, the black flares, just plain black flares.
Yeah.
With the dress over the top. Yeah. So you were right, Amy, when we were discussing that. Yes, that was a thing.
Yeah.
But this, yeah, what I was thinking of was definitely 2000s where it evolved further. But we did do.
To have the panels.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So the dresses and skirts over pants. Yeah, I didn't think it. Like, I was like, no, it's not 90s. Googled it, didn't come up. But I actually, like, when I started thinking about it and I thought about the crushed velvet, I was like, no, I used to wear my flares underneath my crushed velvet dress.
I was 100% convinced.
Yeah, and I was like,
I remember going. I remember distinctly going to the shopping centre in Frankston and, like, shopping for that particular look with friends. Like, I remember that. And we would go to, like, the cheap shop and we would just get their, like, $2 miniskirts or $5 miniskirts and then wear them over the top of our jeans.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah, see, over the top of jeans and stuff like that, that was 2000s.
Nah, it's high school for us, mate. We were doing it then. I don't know why that's not coming up.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't know. I remember this, though, the dress and, yeah, over, like, not denim, never denim, like, just black pants, like, stretchy sort of shit.
Stretchy black, please.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so, yes, my dress was, like, this deep blue, and my sister's was like this baby pink because she has to have pink, so I can't have pink, so mine had to be blue to be the opposite.
It's not the opposite of pink, but anyway, yeah.
Yes, to my sister it was. There's a lot of big age gap between my sister and I, so she was very young. And yeah, that's just little kids. They just have to see the opposite, and that's the opposite. Pink is for
and
girls, blue is for
argue
boys.
With them.
Yeah, no, you just don't.
Don't argue with them.
Yeah. So yeah, if I can find a picture, I'll chuck it on the blog because that's amazing. My favorite crushed velvet item though was actually my floor length blue skirt, and I wore that for well into
that.
2000s. Loved it.
I had a black one, and I wore it to death.
Yeah. Yeah, like the velvet was coming off in patches. Like it just.
Oh yeah, when I threw it out, it was falling apart.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, the only crushed velvet I had were pants, and they were bright orange.
I remember those pants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were very interesting pants.
They were.
Yeah, I remember which shop you got them from too.
Yep.
Yep. Just brought back a lot of memories actually in this topic.
The one thing that actually I did hate about crushed velvet, and it was really only the t-shirts, because I had a dark blue crushed velvet t-shirt and I also had a green one, and I used to wear them with my black tensile jeans and my black tensile jacket. Yeah. That was,
yeah,
that was,
you
was
rocked that. Yeah, you rocked
I rocked that. Rocked that shit into my early 20s, basically. So anyway, what I hated about those crushed velvet t-shirts was because mine was basically skin tight, as was the style of the time.
Yes.
And it used to roll. Did you guys find that? They used to roll up.
Yes.
And they never breathed.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. You were all sorts of sweaty. But in the winter, it wasn't too bad because it was cold, but I just remember it rolling up, and so many times I would spin around thinking, why am I cold in the middle? And then look down, I'm wearing a midriff now, and I did not have the body as a teenager, nor do I have one as an adult to pull that off. So
same.
Nah. It's not pulling off.
Yeah, but the thing is, I never cared.
I knew. I just didn't care.
I still don't care.
You look that your eyes problem. Tell your eyes not to look.
Yeah. I like when I was looking up crushed velvet and stuff like that, and was on my breaks, I was so shook to find that like 90s, so specifically, say that properly, it's not a notion. that like 90s velvet dresses and skirts are retro and worth money. Like they're actually expensive to buy a retro dress. I'm like, retro? How old am I?
we stole crushed velvet from the 60s. Like we did not come up with this shit.
I know. That's vintage, honey.
Oh,
everything is recycled.
So they're retro,
and our parents are vintage. Got it.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my god. I was going to talk about Matrix fashion as well, like, as a last bit, but it was sort of too on the border. So because the Matrix came out in 1999, it was a big deal, but the fashion really, when I really looked into it, was like, it was 2000s. I can't really talk about it. Yeah. I mean, the jackets, the Matrix jacket, that pleather, did sort of start in 99. Like, that was, I reckon, the first thing that really picked up.
Sarah and I had matching jackets.
Yeah,
loved them.
Yes.
In fact, my nephew stole that off me later on. Because he loved it.
And Buffy, I think, was starting to rock them as well.
So, yeah, that sort of pleather jacket, it was great. I say pleather because we couldn't afford the real leather ones. It was pleather.
We were poor students, okay?
We were like, I mean, that... At that time, we were relying on our parents, and none of us really had jobs. Like, So, look, that's my bits. That's all my things.
That's your bits.
I actually What popped into my mind, and I completely forgot about, when you talked about the girlfriend hat, I have a picture in my photo album from when I was 9, and I'm wearing black stirrup pants, a white pirate shirt, so it's got the ruffles down the front and the puffy sleeves, and it's tusky stirrup pants.
And I rocked that bucket look hat, too.
And the bucket hat, and I was heading off to the local disco.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Damn it, Bianca, that was a sexy look.
It was amazing. Wow. I was so cool.
I love stirrup pants. Yeah. They're from the 80s, though, but they made a resurgence in the 90s, I remember having stirrup pants. Yeah.
Actually, I think they made another appearance in the early 2010s.
Really?
I'm so confused about why we needed stirrup bits on the bottom of our pants. Like,
they were horse riding.
I know, but that's for a reason. But for us wandering around, like, why did we need stirrups?
I think parents just like the idea of kids having their pants tucked into their shoes so their bottoms wouldn't get dirty.
Yeah.
But then you just wear the cuff on the bottom of all their pants like I did. Or leggings.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Oh, my God, horse fashion. Yeah. Oh, my God. Do you guys remember? Sarah, you won't because you came to high school a year later. But orientation day, I was
there. Yeah, totally remember that.
Yeah, you went there. Sorry, mate.
I was there.
Yeah.
Worlds collided.
I was wearing cream jodhpurs because that was the style at the time.
Oh, fuck.
I had my oversized jumper and my cream jodhpurs for orientation day.
All my cream jumpers, all my cream knits that I got, probably hand-me-downs from my cousins, they were all so stained. So stained.
Why was I wearing jodhpurs? I didn't own a horse. Mum and Dad were never going to buy me a horse. Dad got me a motorbike instead.
Well, you don't have to feed a motorbike. Petrol in it. It's fine.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I can't believe I forgot about horse fashion.
We haven't even got to Sarah's segment yet, but there is so much that we have not touched on. We're going to have to.
And it's all coming back to me now. It's all coming back to me now. Oh.
And let's just throw it out there. Like, I mean, Clueless. I mean, you know, is it the Ginger?
Shut up. Shut up. Yes. I'm about to talk about it.
Okay. Okay, cool.
All right, Sarah. I'm done. Okay. Take it away. Give it to us so we can keep this train of thought going.
Yes. So, train of thought, as Amy's trying to take over my segment again. So,
put her in a cage.
I'm trying to shut up, mate, but this is a topic that I am most passionate about, okay?
So, checkered and plaid.
Yep.
That was the Clueless style.
Yes.
So, we all know it's actually a current trend at the moment.
Yeah.
It never really leaves. It goes all the way back to the 60s and the 70s. I loved this style growing up. I loved it. Although I never really got to wear it. So,
same.
What made it different from the 70s and the 60s style was that the skirts became a lot shorter and the material became a lot thinner. So you had to
couple it with your bucket hat.
With your bucket hat and the matching blazer.
Exactly.
Yeah. So.
It was a thing.
Yeah. It was a thing. So with the thinner material, the shorter skirts, it did appeal a lot to the younger generations. But with that, the fashion, the print, could also be transferred to evening wear or office wear, depending on the length of the skirt and the thickness. Could even have full fucking pants suits in this shit.
Yeah, my aunt was an accountant in the 90s. And I remember sometimes I would go stay with her. Like, Mum would drop me off after she finished work on a Friday. And, yeah, that was her look for the office. Oh, yeah.
It's a sexy look.
Yeah. I loved it. I wanted to be that so much.
And the fact that it is checkered, it's fancy.
Yeah.
And there's the checkered, but then there's that, I think it's called gingham or something like that. Gingham, and it's
that's the black.
But you can have coloured ones, but they're they're not square checks, and they've got, little ridges around them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It reminds me of a David Jones ad. Do you remember the David Jones? Yes. And it had it on the back. That's what
my nan had a jacket. Cardigan in that.
Yeah.
And oh my god, every time I see it, I go, yep, Nana Cardi.
Yeah.
That's Nana Cardi.
I love it.
That legit probably came from the 60s though.
There is a chair at IKEA. Legit
probably did come from it. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a chair at IKEA that I am loving that has that pattern.
You should buy it.
It comes with a matching footstool. You can get a matching
footstool. Oh my god, definitely buy it.
And it's a winged armchair. Oh, yeah. Anyway, we're off topic.
That's it. I'm buying it. Sorry.
If you catch me standing there staring at it, just remind me it's not one of those magic eye things. That'd be great. Yeah. Thank you.
I miss a magic eye things from the 90s.
All right. So moving on to the next one, which I am guilty of. Oversized jumpers or baggy jumpers. This was my primary school uniform before uniforms actually became a thing. So I had several oversized jumpers that I used to pair with my leggings.
Yep.
Scrunchy socks.
Oh, yes.
And my Blundstone boots.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That's great.
This was my style for so many years. And thinking about it actually not too long ago, as I'm looking at my outfit in the mirror before I left the house, I went, shit, I'm dressing exactly like I wore in primary school. Scrunchy socks. And I've changed my boots.
Maybe we need to full rock this on a day. Just go buy some scrunchy socks and we'll just.
I don't even know if you can get scrunchy socks anymore.
Yeah, you can.
Oh, fuck.
I had to go on my leg warmers the other day. That's the same thing, right? Basically. I know they're not scrunchy socks, but I can make it look that way. It'd be fine.
Yeah. Close enough. Yeah. So, yeah, I rock this look pretty much daily. Mm-hmm. Even to work, I tend to wear leggings to work because I sit in an office all day. My work boots because, work health and safety, and an oversized jacket.
So when she says office, not like a corporate office.
Not like a corporate. I work
like
in a shipping
trainee office.
I work in a shipping container, people.
Yeah.
I work at a quarry. My office is a shipping container with heating. Thank God. It fucking gets cold. But the thing is, I actually did a little bit of background on oversized.
Oh.
So.
Tell.
Yeah. So. The 90s wasn't when oversized came in as the main style. So 80s also had oversized as a style. Yeah. But
and overstyled as a style. But anyway.
Yeah.
As a style.
It was definitely oversized.
Yeah. Just it was shoulder definitely. Pads. Oh, yeah. But oversized goes all the way back to the 1920s.
Mm-hmm.
When women decided that they wanted to dress less constricted and more comfortable. And less shapely.
Preach, bitch. This is why I rock the look I'm looking like.
I believe it happened post-war and started off in the US and Canada when women started to get some rights, when they were getting jobs and they were starting to vote. And they likened the fashion trend to a type of rebellion.
Yes.
And that women were no longer wanted to be seen as weak or inferior to men, but wanted to be seen as equal.
Well, because the men all were shipped off to foreign countries to go and fight a war, and they were left to do all the jobs and raise the children.
Yeah.
So they couldn't just sit there in the kitchen and go, oh, but I need my husband to do work. No, they were in the factories. They were in the quarries. They were in the police stations. They were in everywhere because there was no men folks. They were all shipped off to war. So, when the men folk came back, they were like, oh, damn.
Yeah.
You want to do what now?
So the women became more.
Hand over your pants, Frank.
to hide their body shape and look more like what the men wore.
Yeah.
So yeah, they had, yeah, so straight lines. None of this tapered in. It was all straight lines, suitish looking, except for the flapper dresses, of course. They were just straight down and they were shimmy, shimmy. But yeah, so yeah, that fashion took off back in the 1920s and it has been recycling itself through the history.
Yeah.
Oh, even awesome. Grunge was the same. It was that whole concept of, well, a lot of women wore the same thing as a man would. It's exactly the same outfit. Some of them, like I said, touched on their feminine side and they would, you know, couple the combat boots with dresses and stuff like that. But for so many, it was just ripped jeans, oversized t-shirt, flannel shirt, crazy hair.
Because we wanted to be comfortable.
And we just didn't, I suppose they just did, I mean, it wasn't, I didn't really rock the grunge look that well, but you just didn't want to be seen as any different. You just wanted to be one of those greasy haired teenagers with the ripped jeans over there. Yeah. And that's what we did.
Yep. So that's my bit done.
Excellent. Good episode. Oh my God. I feel so nostalgic and I'm so awake because I slept all day. Sorry about it, bitches. You're in for a long night.
Can I throw out a few other things that have just come to me magically? So basically anything that had a gerber attached to it, I think that was late 90s.
Hypercolor. Attached to it? A gerber?
A gerber.
How can we forget about fucking hypercolor? Oh, my gosh. Loved hypercolor. Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Oh, I had
that
a
jumper. Actually made a comeback. Not long ago.
Yeah, they did try.
Yeah.
They tried to bring it back. It just wasn't, like, it didn't take off. It wasn't the same. There was no ads on TV with people coming up to other people, putting their hand on the back of the top. Oh, a handprint. Yeah.
Not as because of, you know, the whole don't touch people who haven't given consent.
Yeah.
Well, sorry. It wasn't, I don't think it was that. I actually reckon that the fashion designers went, oh, this was so big. We could do this again. They went, yeah, that's a brilliant idea. They made one and then someone wore it into the office and they went, oh, yeah, the armpit stains because that's where you get really warm and now it looks like a massive stain under your armpit. Yeah, this was a dumb idea. Who came up with this? They're fired.
Nah, brilliant idea.
Yeah.
I did love hot color.
It means put the air conditioner on, people. It's way too hot in here.
I also wanted to give a bit of a shout out to the emergence of the surf fashion culture. Surfing became pretty big in the 80s and the 90s, and we're from a coastal town, as you all probably know. We all hail from the Mornington Peninsula in Australia. So, I mean, I never learned how to surf. Way too unco for that. And I know you guys are not surfers, but we did grow up where surf fashion was very much a massive thing. Yes, you did.
Yeah.
You did try to convince your mum to pay $60 for a pair of tracksuit pants.
Yes,
so sweatpants for our friends around the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were called trigger pants. I still have both of my pairs and they've got so many holes in them. But oh my God, they were the best tracksuit pants I've ever owned.
Mine were so baggy that if they dragged on the ground.
Oh, the better.
The baggy the better. They had to be thrown out. Oh my God, one time I had this entrail. Just dangling off the back of the pants, and my dad chased me with it, okay, this is gonna sound really bad, but he did chase me with a knife. Because he was like, I'm sick of that. He's just like, I'm sick of seeing that thing hanging off your pants. He chased me and just cut it off.
It was when your cuff split open because you had enough, and then it just started to unravel the bottom of your pants. It was fine.
It was fine. Yeah, and your jeans.
My sisters and I used to wear all ours to Bell's Beach surf competitions every year. We're all decked out in our surfwares.
And one of Sarah's most favourite possessions of the 90s was her T-shirt that Kelly Slater signed.
Five times.
Wasn't that you?
Yes, five times. And that was just a cheap Kmart T-shirt, by the way. Nothing fancy, but I love that T-shirt. I have it. It's stored away very, very safe.
You should put it in a frame.
I should, but it's signed front and back, so.
Yeah, get one of those clear frames like what I did for my signed stuff because I've got concert tickets that are signed both sides, so you can flip the frame.
Or you could just cut it like cut up the seams then frame both sides of it.
Are you insane, woman?
Oh my God, my heart.
Have another drink.
Mate, you're never going to wear it. What would be the problem?
I may wear it on my arm one day.
As a hat. I may wear it as a hat. You never know.
You don't know what the fashion is going to go round to in the next few decades. We may be in nursing homes wearing tiny T-shirt hats.
I will still be rocking my Hanson T-shirt that I love so much. Sarah and I and her sister went and saw Hanson again to relive our youth a few years ago, and I was rocking my Hanson T-shirt from when I was a teenager. Because
every time they come to Australia.
You do. I did. I hadn't been since, 5 years before that, which I went with you again and my cousin. But the reason why I can still fit in this T-shirt is because I think I bought an adult extra large. Yeah.
Oh. All right. Let's wrap this up.
All right. Well, I keep banging on about it because, wow, the 90s, everything about it. Well, we're going to have to circle back and go into a little bit more of the fashion trends that we loved so very much of the 90s. So I'm definitely saying part two is coming fairly soon. But in the meantime, if you would like to shoot us a topic suggestion, we would love that. We love getting topic suggestions from our listeners. So please hit us up at FridayNightWineFight@gmail.com. Send us a message on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Where else are we? Tumblr.
Yeah.
Hit us up, guys. We want to do this.
Absolutely. And look, if you liked this episode, please like and share with your friends. Tell people.
Absolutely. Yeah. Don't keep this a secret as much as this may be your guilty pleasure. Make it other people's guilty pleasure too.
Yeah.
It's great. Yeah. Tell your friend. And then if you don't know what butterfly clips are, go get your mum. Yeah, she knows. It's fine. To everyone who has listened to this, we would like to thank each and every one of you for your time in listening to our utter, utter nonsense and random tangents. We hope that you have found it entertaining and you're not using any of the facts, like how to assemble some of these looks, because sometimes that was purely us. So if you're looking for an authentic 90s look, Google it. Don't take our word for it. Some of it was
try to assemble anything from the
90s. We were too tragic for words.
Yeah. And our parents didn't have loads of money. Like if you watch Clueless, we didn't have share wardrobes. We didn't. No, we had floor robes. That's what
I still have a floor robe.
Because we were, and Sarah still is, teenage dirtbags. So don't take our advice. Yes. Yeah. Yep. And we strongly suggest that you get onto eBay and get yourself some butterfly clips because those things are awesome. Just don't clip your head.
Yeah.
Don't clip your head.
Or a retro velvet dress.
Or some slap bands. Slap your friends and co-workers with slap bands. Yeah. Yep. Everyone loves being slapped with a slap band. If anybody I work with, they don't listen to this, but if I get slapped with a slap band, I'd probably punch you in the face. But do it anyway. It'll be fun. And then I'll make you eat it. Anyway. All right, guys. Thanks so much for your time. And that's us out. Bye.
Bye.